Now, Sydney has the potential to be one of the world's best 24-hour cities, says our Lord Mayor, but how is this possible in the face of our controversial lockout laws? A new advisory panel has been announced by the City of Sydney to help revive our city's nightlife. Among the 15 expert panellists is Managing Director of Music New South Wales, Emily Collins, and Councillor Jess Scully, who will co-chair the panel, and they both join me in the studio now. Jess, Emily, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having us, Tess.
Hi, Tess.
Lovely to see you. So congrats, Jess, first off the bat. A couple of nights ago, you were endorsed as a councillor representative and co-chair of the panel. Could you run us through, I guess, a little bit of what you guys are hoping to achieve by setting up this panel?
Yeah, so I guess it's one of those things where people say, what? Another panel? Another this? Another that? What's this about? But really, the City of Sydney is doing a whole bunch of things to try and support the awesome nightlife that we have in Sydney that has taken a few kicks in the guts. And one of the many things that we're doing is setting up this Super Brains Trust, or as Time Out called it, our nightlife superheroes.
I love it.
Which is a whole bunch of people who spend every waking hour working in culture, music, nightlife, entertainment, performance. All of these people live and breathe this stuff, and we want to go to them first, tell them what we're thinking, ask them what the problems are, and get their advice. So that's what this panel is going to do. No pressure, Emily.
Yeah, no pressure whatsoever.
None at all. A lot of people have said that the state's lockout laws have completely killed the city's nightlife. It's dead. It's not coming back anytime soon. Do you think that it is possible to rejuvenate nightlife whilst we are working with the lockout laws at the moment?
Well, I'm not going to accept that premise. I don't think that Sydney's nightlife is dead at all. There are a lot of great gigs. You can go out every night of the week in Sydney and still see some really great bands, go out for dinner. You know, there are so many things to do. But I think what you're picking up on is the perception that Sydney is dead. And that's the real danger here. So we're basically, you know, all going to work together to come up with a whole bunch of really great things to invigorate the nightlife and really change that narrative about Sydney, because, you know, at the end of the day, there is still so much going on.
And it's this idea, Tess, that when people think there's nothing going on, they don't go out. And actually, as Emily said, there's a lot on, and there's so many people who are still making great music, and you play it on here all the time. There are so many people who are putting on gigs, who are putting on shows. We've got to go out and support them, because it takes a lot of guts and it takes a lot of energy, and you got to put yourself on the line to do this stuff. And I always find fun things to do in this town.
Yeah, and it's an interesting point, actually, a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy, because it's such a rusted on idea. You can't go out in Sydney, but you're right, actually. I'm thinking about it now and it's like, oh, actually, no, I have seen different things that are on all the time.
There are lots of things on, and actually, you know, people, if I say to them, oh, you know, what do you think about Sydney? And they're like, oh, Sydney, you know, Sydney's dead, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, when was the last time you went out? They're like, oh, 8 months ago. And then I go, well, actually, you know what? You're part of the problem.
Yeah. You're like, just let me have access to your calendar. Yeah. And I'm just going to put a few things in there. But you know, we're not wallpapering over the fact that there are problems. We're not, you know, there have been some things that have happened. Like there's a license freeze that's been in place since 2009, so before the lockouts, that say you can't actually open any new venues that aren't small bars in the city and in Haymarket and in King's Cross. So if you wanted to open a performance venue or something that was catering to more than 120 people, you just can't do it. So that's one of the things that needs to be rolled back. And the lockout laws are another thing, but they're not the only thing by any means.
But with the lockout laws as well, they were first introduced as a preventative measure, you know, avoiding alcohol-fueled violence, one-punch attacks, all that stuff that was going on a couple of years back. The question has to be asked, do you think there will be any adverse effects that do come from trying to liven up Sydney's nightlife?
No, I think look, they were a real sledgehammer when what we actually needed was an evidence-based approach. Yes, there were a lot of people going out in the cross, and there were a lot more people there than could be handled by the venues there. But actually what we needed at the time was transport. We needed a really good public realm strategy. We needed toilets. We needed, you know, different kinds of policing.
Open really
restaurants
late.
Being open, you know, that sort of stuff. Actually just closing everything, it actually just shifted people to different parts of the city. And actually, the City of Sydney's commissioned done our own research, and we found that one of the problems is since the lockouts, we've seen an increase in gambling uses in the city. So it's not that people aren't going out, but the options that they have available to them when they go out are more limited. So what we want to see is an increase in options. We want to see more spaces for live music and performance of all kinds. Mm. We want to see more spaces for, you know, late night eating and all of the different things you do that don't involve binge drinking.
Yeah, that's a pretty terrifying statistic, actually. I didn't realize gambling had increased afterwards.
Yeah. We looked at actually employment because one of the things that the everyone's focused on is foot traffic. But actually, we want to know what are people doing when they're going out. And we found that employment in gambling has just skyrocketed, whereas employment in music and other cultural performance activities has actually gone down. So that's one of the sort of invisible effects of the lockout laws.
Yeah, definitely one that hasn't been making the headlines as much. So when it comes to making Sydney a 24-hour city, what are some of the different sectors that the panel is going to be addressing?
Have you seen some of the other people on that panel?
Yeah, it's a pretty impressive lineup.
It is. Yeah, you've got people who put on, you got like lifelong music producers, and there are people who put on the Sydney Fringe, for example, and theatre performances.
Or manage venues right across Sydney, like Justine Baker from Solitaire.
That's right. There's people who work in local chambers of commerce, but there's also people who work in researching things like crime and policing, for example, or planning laws. There's some real talent on there. Mm. There's a few venue owners as well, like Joy from the Bearded Tit, which is like such a fabulous venue.
And Carrie Glasscock also owns 505.
Oh, she does too. So, you know, they've got this real spectrum of knowledge and experience.
It's going to be absolutely brilliant. I guess what's first on the agenda? Do we have an agenda before I let you guys go?
Oh my gosh, we don't even have a meeting date yet.
We don't even have a meeting date
yet.
Oh,
okay.
But I would say one of the first things we'll be doing is really just trying to map out some of the things that we want to do and starting big, I would imagine. You know, let's talk about some really big ideas and then work down from there. Because you know what? I like dreaming big.
We were talking yesterday and we were like, should we meet at nighttime?
What a novel idea.
Okay, so our first meeting will be 11 p.m. and we'll be meeting in the middle of Newtown.
No, we don't have an agenda yet, but we will definitely be looking at a whole range of things that we can do together.
Well, it's a great initiative. Emily, Jess, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tess.
Thanks, Tess.
From the City of Sydney, that was Managing Director of Music New South Wales, Emily Collins, and Councillor Jess Scully co-chairing the panel to take a look at rejuvenating Sydney's nightlife in light of the lockout laws that have been in place for the last couple of years.